Stuck. This is dictating on Doreen Casey. That's D, D as in David. Doreen. Doreen. Doreen Casey. Casey. C as in cat. Doreen Casey, date of birth, 5/5/1961. Date of visit, 2/4/25. Next paragraph. Please make copy for Dr. Chet Anthony. Chet Anthony. Anthony. D-O. Copy. Dear Chet, Chet, thank you for sending Doreen Casey for formal evaluation. Next. Chief complaint is right lung mass. Next paragraph. His present illness. This is a 63-year-old female who has a prior history of smoking for over 40 years. Has been experiencing some shortness of breath, wheezing, and chest tightness, and was recently sent for a CT of the chest done on 1/17. I'm sorry, CT of the chest done on. The patient's chest CT showed a right apical pulmonary mass measuring 5.1 by 5.7 centimeter with irregular margins. And the superior margin extending into the pleural reflection. The patient did undergo a PET CT on 1/17/25, and it showed a 5.1 by 5.6 centimeter hypermetabolic mass in the right upper lobe anteriorly, abutting the right chest wall, with a maximum SUV of 14.1. And a right paratracheal node was measuring 0.9 centimeter with a SUV of 4.0 and a dominant right hilar node measuring 1.2 by 0.9 centimeter with a maximum SUV of 5.8. Period. The patient has occasional cough and has some wheezing, but denies any hemoptysis or chest pains, but has had mild weight loss. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included the history for tonsillectomy, history of tubal ligation, and history of breast reduction surgery and implants bilaterally. I'm sorry, breast implants bilaterally. She also had bladder suspension surgery. And the patient has supraventricular arrhythmias as well as hyperlipidemia. She has rheumatoid arthritis and obstructive sleep apnea, but unable to use a CPAP mask. Next, allergies. No drug. I'm sorry, allergies to codeine. Next, habits. The patient smoked 1/2 to 1 pack per day for 40 years and also has been vaping. Denies significant alcohol intake. Next, family history. Mother had a history of lung cancer, and father had stomach cancer, and one sister with pancreatic cancer. There is no history of diabetes. Next, system review of the patient had no weight loss, fatigue, or fever, no cataracts or glaucoma. I'm sorry, she does have cataracts, no glaucoma. She has urinary frequency, nighttime awakening. Then has eczema. She has shortness of breath and wheezing. She has abdominal pains and nausea, and heartburn and constipation. She also has jaw pain, arm pain, palpitations, and leg swelling. She has anxiety and depression. She has easy bruising and enlarged glands. And she has joint swelling and muscle aches, and she has headaches, numbness of the extremities, and memory loss. Next, med list included Wellbutrin, 150 milligrams daily. Metoprolol, 50 milligrams daily. Pravastatin, 20 milligrams daily. Next, physical exam. This is the averagely built middle-aged female who is alert, no acute distress, no pyelocyanosis, no lymphadenopathy. Blood pressure is 120 over 70, pulse 88, respiration, I'm sorry, pulse is 68, respiration is 20, temperature 97.2, weight is 97.5, HEND announced phallic pupils reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, ears no inflammation. Neck no bruise, no thyroid enlargement. Chest equal movements with distant breath sounds. Occasional wheezes in the right chest. Heart the answers are regular, as well as two, no murmur, no three. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no again, megaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities, no lesions, or edema, no keratinitis. And the extremities will no edema lesions, no keratinitis, reflex the 1+. Next, paragraph impression. Number 1, right lung mass etiology to be determined. Number 2, COPD. Number 3, is rheumatoid arthritis with fibromyalgia. And next, plan. The patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study. She would need a CT-guided needle biopsy and also a CT chest will be scheduled without contrast, and a follow-up visit will be arranged approximately. Next, paragraph, the patient will continue with the patient will come back for a follow-up. Can you please change that? The patient will be scheduled for a CT-guided needle biopsy of the lung mass, and a complete pulmonary function study be done. She will use a Ventolin HFA inhaler, 2 puffs, QID, PRN, and a follow-up is approximately 3 weeks. Thank you for this conversation.